This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This pandemic has, of course, changed a whole lot about how most of us work, either from home or in a job that's essential and obliges you to be out and about. The other thing it has changed, though, is how much we don't work. People working from home are putting in longer hours as the boundary between personal and professional breaks down, and layoffs and furloughs have left a lot of people with less security and more responsibilities. And now, with the waning days of summer vacation upon us, we find people have been taking less paid time off. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Nicole Wong had been dreaming about taking a break from her job as a training manager for business service firm PwC to relive the good times she's had with her family in Hawaii.
Some of our favorite memories from the three Hawaiian vacations we've taken over the years were snorkeling and seeing sea turtles while we're doing it.
Adventures she captured on her phone.
Sea turtle. Oh, it just came out for air, Peter. You saw it?
Going to free hula lessons at the shopping mall or at your hotel.
Her family had booked another Hawaii trip for the end of May, but the pandemic scrambled those plans. So she recreated the experience in the backyard of her Silicon Valley home.
We packed our suitcases and took them through the airport of our house in a cardboard box to Hawaii, which was the backyard. And then we stayed in our hotel in Hawaii, which was a tent overlooking our one palm tree.
She planned an entire week of Hawaii-themed activities, making spam musubi, snorkeling in the hot tub. But for many workers, the idea of burning paid time off right now just doesn't feel right. A survey by staffing firm Robert Half International found more than a third of workers planned to save their vacation for later in the year, and more than a quarter planned to take less time off overall.
It feels weird taking it without having a real good reason to take it. Just spend it lounging around the house, yeah.
Data scientist James Hendricks has been cooped up in his Houston home with his family for months. They've already canceled a trip to Disney World later in the year, and he doesn't even feel comfortable taking short day trips out of town.
Having to stop for gas and having kids in the car that will need to go to the bathroom at some point, I just don't want to manage all of that.
Atlanta commercial photographer Kyle Pierce has also been stalling on taking time off. He works in retail and his wife works for an airline, so job security is a little iffy. Plus, he really wants to save his days off to visit his parents in North Carolina whenever that becomes safe.
We're big family people, so my parents being in their 80s, you know, normally we would go back there to see them.
But he's not sure that will happen this year.
What happens when I still have 3 weeks come December, and I can only carry a week over?
The specter of employees banking large amounts of paid time off has become a concern for many employers, says Alyssa Jessup with the Society for Human Resource Management.
It could cause an employee to either lose their vacation time that they earned, or if a large group of employees are requesting time off near the end of the year so they don't lose it, could also impact business operations as well.
In some cases, companies must pay employees for unused PTO. And then there's the issue of burnout.
Without proper breaks, our employees just aren't as productive as they need to be, right?
Jill Chapman with HR services firm Insperity says the added stressors of the pandemic make it even more important for workers to take a break.
There's probably a lot of us that haven't really come to grips with maybe what the pandemic has done to us. We just keep shoving things back and shoving things back. And, you know, there's going to be a point where we maybe hit a wall.
She says managers can model that it's okay by taking time off themselves. Some companies like Microsoft have given employees extra vacation days, while others have switched to unlimited PTO. There's little risk employees will abuse the policy, says Chapman. Even during normal times, Americans leave up to half their vacation days unused. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.